Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
It's so vitally important for all of us to understand the history of our efforts to protect life. Over the course of this special series, Abortion in America, we're talking about the major milestones of our efforts and touching on the history of the pro-life movement in America. If you've missed any of the episodes in this series, you can download them at prolifeperspective.com. In March of 1995, Pope John Paul II published the encyclical, The Gospel of Life, which was a call to commitment and action in the defense of human life. That year also saw the introduction of the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act in the U.S. House by Representative Charles Kennedy, a Republican from Florida. In August of 1995, Norma McCorvey, the Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade, told a nationwide audience on Nightline that she rejected abortion and the pro-abortion movement and was now supporting the right to life of unborn children. She previously revealed that her pregnancy was not the product of a rape, as she had contended, showing that Roe had been built on a lie. Also in August, David Benjamin was convicted of second-degree murder in the botched abortion death of Guadalupe Negron. He was the first New York abortionist to be convicted of murder. In November, the U.S. House passed the historical legislation known as the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. This was the first federal bill since Roe v. Wade to ban one type of abortion. It passed with a vote of 288 to 139. In December, the U.S. Senate followed suit and passed the bill by a vote of 54 to 44. Bill Clinton issued the first veto of the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act in April of 1996. It wouldn't be the only time he would do so. President Clinton then appeared before television cameras with five women who had received late-term abortions from the late Dr. James McMahon, including Claudia Crown Aids of Santa Monica, California. Mr. Clinton said the veto was necessary to preserve access to a potentially life-saving, certainly health-saving, procedure. The women who were with him never had a choice, he said. On April 12th, Ms. Aids and Doug Johnson, legislative director of National Right to Life, were simultaneously interviewed by telephone on a live radio talk show broadcast in Mobile, Alabama. On the program, Ms. Aids admitted that the partial birth abortion performed on her son was elective. In May, a new federal law was enacted to protect medical training programs and personnel from being forced to participate in performing or training in the performance of abortions. President Clinton reluctantly signed the measure as part of an omnibus spending bill. And in July, the FDA's Reproductive Health Advisory Committee recommended that the FDA approve marketing of RU486 for women who were up to 49 days pregnant. That fall, Planned Parenthood announced that the FDA authorized a nationwide abortion study of methotrexate and misoprostol, another chemical abortifacient combination. The FDA declared RU486 approvable on September 18th, but asked the Population Council to provide more information on labeling and manufacturing practices before the drug could be marketed. In November, pro-abortion President Clinton and Vice President Gore defeated the pro-life Republican ticket of Bob Dole and Jack Kemp. January 1997 saw the inauguration of President Bill Clinton to his second term. That same month, the PBS documentary program Media Matters documented the pervasive pro-abortion bias and distortion in major media coverage of the partial birth abortion debate. In February, Ron Fitzsimmons, head of the National Coalition of Abortion Providers, told journalists he, quote, lied through my teeth, in claiming that partial birth abortions were performed very rarely and only for extraordinary medical reasons. He explained that he had just spouted the party line developed by leaders of other pro-abortion groups. Join us next time for Part 8 of Abortion in America. And don't forget, you can listen to the entire series at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.